And time for Morning Conversation. Jill Kramer is here from the Hancock County Economic Development. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
Wonderful. A little cold out there today, but I heard there's going to be like this heat wave tomorrow. Is that true?
Well, if 30 is a heat wave, which compared to now, it would be. So, yes.
I think it is. I think so. So if people are out laying out, getting ready for the sunshine, yeah, I'm ready for it. So.
Very good. And you have a guest.
I do. I have a longtime friend here, Kim Nelson. I'm excited for him to come in today. And Kim is the owner and operator of Nelson Septic Systems. And just welcome. I know we haven't had a person to business like this before, so we're excited to hear a little bit more.
Kim and I were getting acquainted earlier, and we were just exchanging the people that we knew between us, so that was fun. We're going down memory lane. Kim, Good morning. Nice to meet you.
Good morning. You too.
So tell me about yourself, first of all.
Well, I've been in this area all my life, lived in Garner, raised our family there, so it's just been there.
Class of 82?
82, yep.
Mm-hmm. How did you go into this business?
Well, a friend of mine offered his business to us, part of his business, and we bought that out, and I did that on my own for a few years, and then graduated up into buying another business out, and so the whole family's involved in it now.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the services you provide.
Well, we do a lot of portable restrooms, septic tank cleanouts. Those are the main two that we do.
Porta potties. That's always known by.
Porta potties. Yeah.
Where are you located?
We're at Garner, Iowa.
Okay. And then what areas do you serve?
Pretty much all of North Iowa. If somebody's in dire need, we will travel.
All right, we're talking with Kim Nelson, and I know, Kim, this time of year, you told me off the air that you're just awfully busy.
Yeah, especially the cold weather. I mean, people start having trouble with their drain fields, and they're freezing up, and which entails their septic tanks filling up, so they can't use a bathroom, so they're always doing that.
They're lucky to have you.
For sure.
Thank you.
So I hear you bought another business, and recently a restroom trailer. What made you decide to do that?
Well, we're always looking at expansion, trying to keep everybody busy. And then we were getting a lot of calls for, like, the restroom trailer, people wanting that for weddings, special events, concerts. So we did purchase one, and we're picking that up, I believe, the end of this month.
Hey, you've got a concert coming up in Forest City.
Yeah, they talked to us about that, so yeah. We're excited.
Yeah. Good. So.
Jack Cole, going to be involved with Denim Fest.
You bet.
You mentioned and alluded to that you are a family affair. Tell me about the people that work in your business.
Well, we got my wife. She handles all the phone calls and office stuff, which she can have that. That's kind of boring. But our sons, Trevor, he works for us full time. I guess all the kids have some sort of vested interest in the business. Taylor, she helps Lori with the office and stuff like that. And Travis, he does trucking, and then whenever we need the extra help, he's always right there.
Your son-in-law, too, I hear.
Son-in-law, AJ.
AJ's got it?
Yep, they're all super, super good help.
Good.
Where do you see the business heading in the next few years?
Hopefully, we just want to expand it and, just run with it, and wherever it takes us, that's what we're going to do.
I would imagine, Kim, that you have some interesting stories to tell.
Well, yeah, I got a few.
You got to give us a couple for a Friday fun day, right?
I can do that.
Okay.
I'll start out. Well, we do, when WIT Rally's in town, we service all the motor homes, and they have porta potties there. And our the first job of the day, Taylor, my daughter, works with me, and I was hooking the hook up to the camper to clean the holding tank out, and the owner was standing behind me watching, and plus the steward, the guy that helps run WIT Rally, was watching, and I did not get the hook up on there straight. And when I pulled the valve to empty the tank out, it just come gushing out, and I got covered from my chest down. So I was wearing that for clothes. Smelly clothes all morning.
Kim, how many times do you suppose has that happened in your career?
It's quite a few.
Yeah.
it doesn't pay to get in a hurry.
Patience is indeed a virtue.
Yes, that's true.
Are you currently hiring?
Yes, we are. We're looking for a full-time route driver. This would be somebody's interested in that. Certainly apply on our website or call the chamber or Jill. But it'd be a good time to start. We're kind of slow on that end right now, so be a good time to learn, get the routes down. So yeah.
And you mentioned a website. How can people find you?
Just go to Nelson Septic Services, LLC.com, or you can call the office at 641-923-2145.
Awesome. Kim, again, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Thanks, Kim, and thank you for being part of Hancock County. We really do appreciate you here, and I know there's a lot of people out there that appreciate whether it's septics or porta potties or weddings or events, because that is something that is a big need around here. So we thank you for filling that in.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
All right, and you have something coming up in April.
Yeah, we do. Every other year, we do the career fair for our high school students, and it's either from sophomore to senior. We bring in four school districts, so we bring in Forest City, Belmont Clemmie, Garner Hayfield, and West Hancock. So we've got about 450 kids that we bring in. It's a morning event, and it goes from about 8 to 12. So we're actually looking for businesses right now that want to talk to our youth about career paths. And career paths that may be something you want to do right out of high school, or maybe you're something they want to do, go to college and come back. So we're looking for businesses that might be interested in having a booth there. And I know, Mark, you've had a booth there in the past.
We've been in there in the past, yeah. It's a great opportunity.
It is. And, you know, these kids, they go in, we let them know the expectations and talking to businesses. So it's like interviewing without the interview. So mm-hmm. they can ask those tough questions, and it's really nice to talk to this youth out there, because these are some great kids. So let's talk about our businesses. And even if you might not be hiring, just talk about maybe just a career path. But it's also an opportunity to talk about maybe some internship programs or some summer help that you need. So it's a great opportunity if you're looking for help for the summer, and just talk to the kids out there and hear a little bit more about what they have to say.
And the best thing is the kids don't have to wear a suit and tie.
No, no suit and tie. And you don't have to wear a suit and tie. We really like, I think the best one over the years we had, of course, the police dog was a big one. But Catelda Funeral Home brought in a casket. And Dean Cataldo was just a riot. The kids just loved him. But it was amazing, the questions they had, because it's not a normal job that people have. And there's going to be positions open for that. So any type of business is welcome to give me a call. I can be reached at 641-923-9921. If you want to learn more about it, please give me a call, and we'll tell you and get you some information out there.
Now, you said April 14th?
April 14th. It's a Friday.
Garner Hayfield Ventura High School Gym.
Yes. They've hosted. We do it, like I said, every other year. Chris and his team up there has got they really know what's going on, so it's a lot easier. We're bringing in a speaker, Tim Clue. He's opened up for Letterman and President Bush. So we're excited him. I think he's going to really motivate the kids, give them some energy, and we're excited about it.
Wonderful. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Mark. You too. Stay warm.
All right. Jill Kramer and Kim Nelson, our guests today on KLW Morning Conversation.